Hey, and this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by just say your name and your title.
Yeah, Eric Lilly, Executive Director and CEO of The Musicianship.
Yes, which puts on the Whammies, the cool local awards ceremony, like the local Grammys, if you will, for DMV musicians. I know last year was at Capitol Turnaround in D.C., and this year it's at the Capitol One Hall in Tysons, Virginia, a relatively new, nice, awesome venue there in Tysons. So, hey, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me. Glad to be here again with you again, Jason.
Okay, so the event is Saturday, and I want people to know that it's not, you know, it's not some private ceremony just for the nominees. This is actually a big public event. The tickets are available, right? You know, invite them out to come out and celebrate with y'all.
Yeah, definitely, man. We are really excited this year to move to a different venue. And I mean, like you said, it's not a bigger and better venue. I think it was the idea venue for us. We kind of outgrew the space that we had last year, had 1,000 people that came through. So it was waiting listed about 200 and 300 additional tickets that we couldn't sell. So what we wanted to do is honor the tradition of the annual Whammy Awards, which is in its 36th year. And it's historically moved around the DMV because it's about celebrating DMV music. So this year, you know, we were going to the Capitol One Hall, which is a relatively new venue that I'm sure that you're aware of, in Tysons, Virginia. You know, right around the corner from Tysons Corner Mall, but in the Capital One Bank campus. So we're really excited to be going there this year, and they are excited to have us. So we're looking forward to it. The venue itself is beautiful, and we welcome anyone who's a music enthusiast or a big music fan. Again, I think the important thing about the Grammys, the Whammy Awards, it is like the local Grammys. It's for music enthusiasts, but it's also primarily celebrating all the music professionals in the DMV and celebrating the music that's rooted in this community. So we're really, really excited to have everybody come out. It's going to be, it's AKA the Hitmakers Ball. We want everybody to come out and join in the celebration of this great music that is the DMV.
Awesome. And then in addition to the awards, because I want to get into that, you know, in a second, you know, like how many category, all that stuff. But mm-hmm. Before that, let's keep it on the live event vibes. I know last year it was like a 2.5 hour show with like a bunch of live performances. But I think EU was there and DJ mm-hmm. D-Rex and Moomoo Fred. Like, so is it you got some big heavy hitters locally and nationally to come out. So are you going to, I assume, let me ask you, are you going to have some big names coming doing live performances again this year at Capitol One Hall?
Yeah. We're gonna have some big local names that are performing live performances. Everyone from the Future Band in DC, Alex Hamburger, a jazz singer, Samaya, who's this emerging rock performer, 8 Lock Band, which is the band of Paul Reed Smith of PRS Guitars. He is the founder of PRS Guitars. He's not only getting the Lifetime Achievement Award, but his band, which is this great funk band. That's going to be performing. And the featured performers for the evening is Red, Gold, and Green, a band out of Virginia who have actually performed and collaborated with Dave Grohl of the Foo Fighters. Whoa. So who you know is from Virginia. So they're the they're kind of like a headlining performer at the end of the night. So
now,
again,
is that like a Pan-African Red, Gold, and Green? Or is that Chameleon shout out?
Yeah, they got, you know, it's 3 guys that are Red, Gold, and Green, and they do a little bit of everything. So we're excited to have them. And because the fact that Dave Grohl has collaborated with them in the past, you know, Dave is from Virginia area and everything. Yeah. You know, we're excited to have them. So as you mentioned, there's 51 award categories that are given out through the night. Of those 51 awards that are given throughout the evening, about 13 or 14 music awards will be given, you know, during the live show, which is from 7 to 9:30. But in addition to those 13 or 14 music genre awards, we're also having a number of honorees. And those honorees are from the music community. They're not necessarily musicians, but they are from the music community and fields from, you know, companies that do business in the music industry, for individuals who did community advocacy work, Lifetime Achievement Awards, Legacy Awards, and we're actually given a DCPS Teacher of the Year Award, since DCPS is a big supporter of our work we do with providing music education with youth. So it's a great night. We have 10 live performances scheduled, 7 honorees hosted again by WSA9, with participation this year by iHeartRadio is joined on as a media partner. So it is going to be an exciting, exciting night, you know, brought to us this year by people like, Amazon, DCCAH here out of DC, Virginia Humanities, Furnace Record Pressing, Buoyant Partners. I can just go down the list of sponsors, all the music schools in DC, that's Levine Music, Strathmore Music, and Washington Performing Arts are all community partners. So it is a big, exciting night that's planned for Saturday. The evening consists of, again, the live show from 7 to 9:30, the pre-reception, which is a pre-show reception for an hour and a half, which includes a general reception and a VIP reception. That starts at 5:30. And then immediately after the live award show, we go into an after party for those that want to hang out and continue with their music night, and also an artist showcase. And that's for artists that may not have been able to perform on the feature performers and perform on the main stage. But it's another way that we are actually encouraging access and participation by some of the Whammy nominees who may have won or may not, but give them an opportunity to do mashups and perform. And that happens directly after the show. So it's a fun-filled night.
Yeah, sounds like it. Tell me about some of those honorees you mentioned. And we can get to the music categories in a second. We'll close out with that. But you mentioned that there's some honorees. Is that like a surprise until Saturday, or can you actually?
Yeah, I can tell you the name of some of the honorees. I can't name drop the winners of the actual awards because they won't be announced until the night of the show.
Sure. You mean the musician winners? We can't.
The musician winners we can't.
But tell me some honoree, of the more honorees, local teacher, some of those cool ones that you mentioned.
Yeah, yeah. So Lifetime Achievement Award, a Lifetime Achievement Award and Hall of Fame Award is going to Paul Reed Smith of PRS Guitars. He's the founder of PRS Guitars. So, his clients include like Carlos Santana and John Mayer, among many others. Okay. He's Lifetime Achievement and Hall of Fame winner. We are bringing the Hall of Fame, Whammy's Hall of Fame back, and he will be the first inductee, again, post-COVID, post the pandemic. Secondly, Dr. Natalie Hopkinson, who is one of the people behind the Don't Mute DC movement. She is Community Advocacy Award winner. We have Sandra Gnobles, who is DCPS Music Teacher of the Year. As provided to us and by DC Public Schools, who are one of our big, obviously, partners for the work that we do in the community. Dan Spears, who is longtime vice president of licensing for BMI. So this year we're getting the licensing organization involved in it. And Dan, although he commutes to New York and Nashville and everyone, he lives in the Maryland area and has for the last 20 or 30 years. Stephen Parker, who's the head of the International Venue Association here in the region. He is being honored. Last but not least is Dr. Sandra Butler Truesdale, who is a true mentor to a plethora of musicians in DC and the surrounding DMV region, who unfortunately passed in October. So we're honoring her in memorial and presenting her with the Legacy Award. And we're gonna present that to her for her surviving family. So it's a fun, and also Aniz. Aniz is an artist out of Virginia. He's a global artist who has a huge online fan base. He is getting Hit Maker of the Year, okay, which is awarded to someone who is like, putting out hits and doing music that's recognized out of the DMV. He's usually on a world tour. He travels quite a bit, and, he has a really eclectic sound. But again, a huge digital fan base, online fan base, and someone that's based in Virginia. And then last but not least, the Luminary Award is going to Alex Vaughn, a DC favorite, who is an emerging star with a rocket and a bullet attached to her. She's done so much in collaborations and so much with the music community in DC, and she is getting the Luminary Award. So, those are, and if I miss someone, I apologize given the period of time that we have to talk to you, but that kind of gives you a high view of some of the honorees representing various components of the music industry that are being honored that night.
Awesome. And then I guess sort of save the best for last, the actual music awards. Last but not least, we can't go without mentioning that. That's what this is all about. So I know you said that you can't reveal, any of the winners. You got to come to the show for that, folks. But big picture it for me in terms of like how many categories there are, or actually maybe a better way to do it is explain sort of the process of, don't like local music fans submit a certain number of nominations and then how you narrow it down? Like, give me sort of the process.
All right, just the quickie, the elevator in the process. Usually it's open to the nominations process is open to the public. And this year, I think we broke records. We had about 20,000 votes for about 1,000 nominees. And those votes come primarily from the DMV music community, music enthusiasts, people in the industry, what have you. But this year, again, we got there about 20,000 votes for about 1,000 pieces of either nominees or pieces of music, types of music that was submitted. Once that thing is submitted, they're screened and all that stuff. And ultimately, there's 51 awards representing, as you can imagine, all genres of music, from bluegrass to country to R&B and hip hop, with jazz, classical, techno, best music venue, best music video, very, very similar to a lot of award shows that we're pretty familiar with. And those nominees go to a industry committee, which consists of about 40 or 50 judges representing different industries around the DMV. And what they do, they take a look at the nominees with the most votes, and they go down and meticulously screen each one for a certain criteria until they get to a list of what potentially is 7 nominees. The night of the awards, of those 7 nominees in each category, then we then go, just like, you know, other award shows, and the top 2 nominees are, and the winner is. So it is a very meticulous, long process. That process starts in December, from a voting and submitting materials and submitting stuff in the voting process. And it runs for about 2 or 3 months when everything's said and done. So that's been the formula for the last, you know, number of years. Again, this has been around for 36 years. The musicianship acquired it in 2018. So we're just trying to do our best to amplify the awards, amplify the community, use that a way to, you know, to contribute to the ecosystem, to get everybody to collaborate. Because, you know, DMV has a history of great musicians, whether it be Marvin Gaye for representing R&B, Emmylou Harris, you know, Dave Grohl, Ruth Brown, Chuck Brown, Johnny Gill,
Duke Ellington,
you know, yeah. You can name, you know, all the artists, you know, that come out of the DMV community, Joan Jett. I mean, I can just go, the list goes on. There are probably 40 former Hall of Fame honorees that have all spent a great deal of their musical lives in and around, and in some cases were born in the DMV, although they left to go on and do bigger and better things. So we're just trying to honor the region, honor the culture, honor the musicians, honor the music and the sound, and just kind of unify this whole scene to help, you know, make people realize that the DMV and DC is a music community, a unified music community in of itself. So
perfectly said. I think that's the perfect place to leave it. And thanks so much for all you do with the musicianship and taking over this award ceremony. And yeah, it's going to be really exciting on Saturday. Hey, are you able to I remember last year there was like a Spotify playlist we embedded in of the all the finalists in the article. Do you have something like that for this year?
Yeah, I can. What I can do is I can have my community engagement person reach out to you and just provide you the playlist. Last year, Spotify is not with us this year, but there is a playlist that I can send you guys that you guys can, you know, air and put it in rotation and stuff. And thank you for your offer and support on that. So we'd love to do that. Okay.
Sure. And it's cool if we play some of those artists' songs, like,
oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Even if it's underneath the Here in My Conversation or whatever. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So awesome. I'll see what we can do. All right.
Awesome. Well, thanks again, everyone. It's this Saturday, the Whammies, the annual award ceremony by the musicianship. It's going to be at Capital One Hall in Tyson. So thank you.
Yeah. Go to Ticketmaster.com or go to WhammiesDC. That's WhammiesDC.org to purchase your tickets, or you can get them on Ticketmaster.
Sounds good. Hey, thanks for joining us again. I appreciate it. Annual tradition. Welcome. All right. See ya.
All righty. Take care.